You know, it's funny. After I already said goodbye in our last video, I came out trying to come out of the tent, wanting to just take a break and lock the fence around the tent. Then I saw a glowworm. It's so beautiful because my area, there's no light, so you can see very well, because in the dark you can see very well. So I quickly took some photographs to let you see what she looks like. She's a female. And according to research, after 2 years old, in adulthood, these worms, they don't eat anymore. Oh, they can continue living and even will birth babies and all that. Well, they have no mouths. Can you believe a being with no mouth and doesn't eat? This is such an incredible creation for such a very little worm like that. My camera is not all that good in the dark, but I capture some interesting size and shape of the worm. So I think I'm going to show it to you. Oh, by the way, I was surprised to hear she told me, peace is here, not fear. Peace is here, not fear, 2 times. And I say thank you and God bless. And you are beautiful. And I asked her if I could take some photographs, and she allowed it. In the photographs, you don't see any shape of a worm at all. You just see the light. And it's very beautiful in the night. And she was everywhere. She wouldn't go. She just went right in front of my tent area, in front of my tent door. Actually, right next to the bushes in front of my fence-in area. Just a small, like 4 square meters in front of the tent, so that I have more room to walk around and also for working outside when inside is too hot. Sitting meditation sometimes in the open, not always in a tent, unless there's some sign of maybe being unsafe or something. Yes. I thank God for such an experience, because I never expected a tiny worm like that glowing in front of my tent and telling me good news. Yes, and even letting me photograph her. I'm just editing some photographs. I'm not sure if the video is better or not. Very short video, because when I have a big light on for video, she feels scared. So I quickly shut it off and I apologized to her. I say, I'm sorry, I just want to make you immortal by putting you and your beauty on the screen of my television channel. She's okay with that. It's just, I guess she hardly encounters such a big light, you know, on top of her, and somebody just standing there doing God knows what. I'm just trying to capture the beautiful encounter. I hope you all will enjoy. I thank her so much. Such a beautiful creature can have so much energy to glow beautifully like that, and sometimes blinking like a flashlight, and didn't eat anything since 2 years old. And she has a name even. Her name is spelled D-I. So I say, that means you call yourself like Di? She say, no, D. D-I, but pronounce D. I say, okay, Miss D, very nice to meet you. I'm sorry, because I was asking you what you want to eat, if there's anything I can offer, and you say nothing, so I was thinking you're not hungry at night. But later, I did some research on the internet, and it says that you eat nothing. You eat other things until you're 2 years old, and then you don't eat anymore since then. And I asked her how long she lives then, generally, for her species, for her kind of being. She said, well, 6 years. Well, that's a long time. Longevity. for such a tiny little being. Oh my goodness. So many creations in the world, and we hardly know all of them. It's the first time I saw a glowworm in front of my tent, and she just stood on the ground or sat on the ground, kept glowing. Sometimes low light, sometimes bright light. For a while, bright light, and then for a while, low light. Wow, it's fascinating. I'm going to send the photos to my team to present them to you. And thank you for following the beautiful glowworm with me. I feel it was really a privilege and very interesting. Such a small little being like that even came to my door and comforted me, saying, "Peace is here, not fear." Oh my God, why do they care so much and understand my feeling? I fear not for myself, but for the whole planet. Oh my God, such a tiny being like that. Doesn't want to eat, has no mouth, and lives until 6 years long. Incredible, incredible. Dear God, thank you, sir, for opening my eyes to so many things in the world that I did not know. Such a being is so powerful and so interesting and so sweet, coming from where I don't know. I haven't seen her all this time since I have moved here. I guess maybe April, May, June, July. Well, 3 months and a half, or 3 months since I'm here. I have never seen any of her kind anywhere. I wish you all the best, my beautiful Dee, and may God bless you in this life and whenever the next stage of your evolution is. I wish you high spirits, contentment, happiness, and enlightenment. And that your partner will see your light tonight or any time to come to accompany you, comfort you, give you love and happiness. Thank you, God. Amen. Okay, I've sent my team some incredible photo of her light in the night with just my simple telephone flashlight and camera. I also sent a shorter video so you can see what she looks like with the flashlight. Normally you can see only a dot in the dark square, but I put a flashlight on her so you can see what she looks like. So in case you ever see her when you are walking in the forest or in your garden, if you see her, please protect her. She's such an incredible creature. And God really created so many wonders that we don't ever have a chance to know them all. Just protect them all, please. Even though she looks like an ordinary bug, but in the night, she's so incredibly beautiful like that. Without eating anything, without any mouth, can produce such incredible, beautiful light that's glowing in the dark. So I have respect for her, because she will make more glow worms like that to light your yard, to light your forest, and sometimes she even goes into your house. In Vietnam, I remember my mother told me about some lucky signs. The first one, the best one, is a glow worm coming into your house. And the second is when the mouse person is clicking their teeth in your house. And the third is if the oil lamp in your house, the wick of the lamp of your house, the oil lamp, the old ancient one and not the modern one, in some rural area in Vietnam or elsewhere, they still have the oil lamp. And if the wick of the oil lamp in your house forms a flower-like shape, that is a sign of luck also. So the first sign, the best one, is if the glowworm comes into your house and glows in your house. Second is when the rat people are chipping in your house. And the third is the oil lamp producing a flower from the wick. Okay? So remember, protect them because they might come into your house and bring you good luck. Thank you in advance. And we thank God for all wonderful creatures in the world. And we will try to protect them all whenever we see any of them. Even such a small worm like that, with such a story, yeah? Such a story. My goodness. And such a bright light like that in the darkness. So beautiful. So beautiful. If you see it, treasure it. Because we don't know how long our planet can last with so many wonders like that. Please be vegan. Please make peace. And God will do the rest. Amen. I love you all. May God bless us all. Amen.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.